This message comes from NPR sponsor Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, where hundreds of researchers make new discoveries inspired by the work of previous Dana-Farber scientists. Learn more about their momentum at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A days-long battle is still continuing at northern Gaza's largest hospital. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, Israel says it has killed or captured hundreds of members of Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
Israel says it launched a surprise attack on Al-Shifa Hospital Monday because Hamas fighters had regrouped there after a battle to drive them out in November. Since then, an Israeli government spokesman says more than 150 fighters have been killed and hundreds arrested, including a man who kidnapped and killed three Israeli teens a decade ago. Israel says it's evacuated 220 patients. The battle and an intense fire had trapped patients and civilians, suffocating some, according to Gaza's health ministry. Meanwhile, Israel ordered people living nearby to evacuate south. That is adding to mass displacement amid a dire food shortage, as experts warn famine is imminent in Gaza. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The UN Security Council is expected to vote on a resolution today calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. As Linda Fasulo reports, the resolution was drafted by the U.S. following weeks of negotiation.
The spokesperson for the U.S. mission to the UN, Nate Evans, says the U.S. draft resolution will unequivocally support ongoing diplomatic efforts. Those efforts are aimed at securing an immediate ceasefire in Gaza as part of a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, and also helping enable a surge in humanitarian aid.
Linda Fasulo reporting. Separately, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to Israel today, his sixth trip to the region since the war started in Gaza last October. The House is set to vote on a $1.2 trillion government funding package today. If it passes, it moves to the Senate. Congress only has until midnight tonight to pass it. Otherwise, part of the federal government could shut down. The legislation would finance the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. Former President Donald Trump stands to make billions of dollars as his social company Truth Social appears on the verge of a stock listing. But the windfall may not come soon enough to help him with his legal troubles, NPR's Rafael Nam explains.
Truth Social may go public soon, but not through a traditional IPO. Instead, it would merge with a public shell company called Digital World Acquisition Corp., or DWAC for short. DWAC is scheduled to hold a vote to approve the merger with Truth Social. If the deal gets approved, Truth Social could start trading by next week. That would be great news for Trump. His stake in the new company could be worth over $3 billion. Trump could use the money, given his legal troubles, but he may not be able to cash in immediately. That's because he wouldn't be allowed to sell his shares for another 6 months. But he could try to work out a deal. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Officials in Ukraine say Russia has fired more than 150 missiles and drones into their country. At least two people were killed. The targets were Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Blackouts are reported in several regions. Another target was a Ukrainian dam, but authorities say there is no current risk of flooding. Voters in the Arizona tourist town of Sedona are pushing back against a plan approved by the city council to rezone a popular park. It would create car camps for homeless workers. From member station KJZZ, Michelle Marisco reports the plan had strong support from the Sedona City Council.
The council voted 6-1 to back the city's Safe Place to Park program. The plan offers people who work in Sedona full-time but can't afford to live there a haven to park and sleep, along with restrooms, showers, and an attendant. Funds for the program have been approved. Equipment is scheduled to arrive in May, and Sedona's housing agency is expected to start offering parking spaces in June. Opponents of the program say it is a poor solution to the city's skyrocketing housing costs. They are pushing back with an effort to overturn the council's decision through a referendum. Petitioners need to gather the signatures of 10% of the city's registered voters to place the question on the ballot in November. For NPR News, I'm Michel Marisco in Flagstaff.
A winter storm is hitting New England. Forecasters say parts of Maine could get a foot and a half of snow. More winter storm advisories and watches are posted today from Montana to Michigan. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.